Allah, Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Balaghal ula bi kamalihi kashafat duja bi jamalihi حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the cherisher and nourisher of all the worlds, abundance of peace and salutations upon the cause and cream of creation, the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we will say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to this program called The Early Echo. Let us as usual listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this again is also a very beautiful, amazing waqi'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had once upon a time been traveling with his blessed companions, or should I say the companions were blessed to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during a journey, and they all were hungry. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ordered his blessed companions to bring along whatever they have so that they could start eating their meal. And when the food and drinks, whatever they had with them, was accumulated and brought forward on the dasturkhan, on the tablecloth, it was seen that besides dry barley bread or naan, there was nothing else to eat with that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as usual, making the shukr of Allah azza wa jal, he then commanded his sahaba ikram to eat whatever is on the tablecloth, and thereafter they could continue with this journey. Allahu Akbar. It was that moment when a bee had come near the ears of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It came close and began to buzz right at the blessed ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba ikram had realized that this bee is communicating with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To unhone poochhi liya, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is this bee saying to you? It was a shahid ki makki in Urdu, and of course in English it's called a honeybee. When this honeybee began to buzz at the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they inquired as to what is this bee saying to you, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained his sahaba, and he said that this bee is basically telling me, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have just produced fresh honey, and we would appreciate and we would like to see you and your blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, eating their roti or their naan with our fresh produced honey. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu then commanded his sahaba ikram to go and bring along whatever it leaves behind. And then a companion had followed the bee. He went in the jungle and then he broke the hive, the honey hive, or the honeycomb should I say, and he brought it into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then as they began to eat, Allahu Akbar, after completing and consuming their meal, this bee comes once again and buzzes at the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba ikram know very well that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not only, Allahu Akbar, speak to them, but he even understands their language as well. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. He is the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam who fulfills the request of other creatures and other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is really so unique, subhanallah. Wahi bharte hai jholiyan sab ki, kyunki woh samajhte hai بولیاں سب کی، آؤ بازار مصطفیٰ کو چلے، غم خوشی میں وہی پہ بدلتے ہیں۔ سبحان اللہ۔ ڈیئر ویوز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، دین دا صحابہ اکرام ونس اگین آسک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، وی آر نوٹسنگ دیٹ ونس اگین دس بی از سیئنگ سم تھنگ، کڈ یو پلیز ایجوکیٹ اس اینڈ ٹیل اس ناؤ وٹ از دس بی سیئنگ ٹو یو؟ He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied and said, well, this bee firstly thanks me for accepting his da'wah and invitation, for bringing along that honey. Subhanallah. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala, in his beautiful Masnavi Sharif in the language of Persian, he had basically mentioned this entire story in the language of Persian, and then he writes a Farsi couplet. This honey bee says to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon your question that how does the nectar of the plants and the flowers transform into honey, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I asked this honeybee a question when it thanked me for accepting his invitation. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And remember, dear viewers on this Madani channel, these honeybees are also from amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he mentions in the glorious Quran. Today, scientists have found out that bees have two bellies. Whereas 1,400 plus minus years ago, Allah Azza wa Jal had revealed a verse in the Holy Quran that speaks about the bellies of a bee. Today, scientists have found out that it has two stomach and two bellies. Whereas Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of this many, many centuries ago. Subhanallah. And it is for those who have intellect, for them to contemplate over the wonders of Allah Azza wa Jal, over the signs of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the Creator, He is Almighty. Allahu Akbar. So therefore this bee says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are ordinary bees, and when we go and extract the nectar, yes, it is bitter from the plants and flowers, but as we return, we recite durood upon you, and by the blessings of reciting salawat upon you, the bitterness of those nectars transforms into honey. Allahu Akbar. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal removes the bitterness and the sourness of those nectars, and then that becomes honey, which you then eat and taste. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, it's for this reason as well that now honey is known as shifa. Allahu Akbar. If you use honey for any illness, subhanallah, there is shifa and cure in honey. And the reason for this is also because of darood and salutations. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala further writes as a nasiha, as a footnote or a side note, as you may imagine that, or whatever you may think of that. He, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned that remember and establish this very well, that if the bitterness and the sourness of a plant or a rose or flower, which is really extremely bitter, I mean, if you ever put a petal in your mouth, you would realize how bitter and sour it is. If that can leave and transform into honey, so as human beings, if you and I will recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why won't the hardships, the adversities and the calamities of this dunya leave our hearts as well? Those hardships have disturbed the tranquility of our hearts, and we absorb many types of difficulties which are surrounding us. Those hardships have actually ruined the peace of our hearts and minds. Yes, the way moving forward is invoke Darood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to see immediate response, and you will see the barakat of that durood in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah. In fact, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala makes dua and his beautiful poetry, and balki kuch ulama ne yaha tak farmaya hai ki ye aise ashaar hai, agar taweez ke taur pe isko likha jaye aur gale mein bande, to us sheer ke hawale se jo likha hua hai, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you shifa. For example, he writes, Dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe pa chand sa, Dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe pa chand sa, seene pe rakh do zara, tum pe karono durood. Allahu Akbar. So there is a share regarding the eyes. Aankh ata kijiye, usme ziya dijiye, jalwa qareeb a gaya, tum pe karono durood. Subhanallah. Don't count, dear viewers under the Madani channel, جتنا درود آپ پڑھ سکتے ہیں. بیکاز یو آر سینگ کروڑوں کروڑوں ہاں درود, یو آر سینگ, یو آر آسکنگ اللہ ٹو سینڈ ملینز اینڈ تھاؤزنڈز اینڈ ملینز اینڈ بلینز آف درود پاک اپون دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو وائی ڈو یو وانٹ ٹو کاؤنٹ دا درود پاک اینڈ سینڈ؟ بے گنت آپ پڑھیں اور پڑھتے جائیں جہاں تک پڑھ سکتے ہیں, یو ول سی دا بلیسنگز آف دس ان شاء اللہ عز و جل. اینڈ پریویسلی واٹ آئی ٹرائی ٹو مینشن واز دیٹ دیز اشعار آف سید اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, فار ایگزامپل دا فرسٹ ون آئی ریسائٹڈ واز ریگارڈنگ دا ہارٹ. سو دا علماء ہیڈ سیڈ دیٹ اف یو رائٹ دا شعر ان اے پیس آف پیپر اینڈ کیپ اٹ نیئر یور ہارٹ, ان شاء اللہ اینی النس اینڈ سکنس ریلیٹڈ ٹو دا ہارٹ یو ول گین شفا. دا ون ریلیٹڈ ٹو دا آئیز ول آلسو گیو یو شفا. یو کین کیپ دیٹ آن یور باڈی ایز ویل, سبحان اللہ. اینڈ دس از دا بلیسنگز آف ریسائٹنگ درود اپان دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. میک دس انٹینشن ان شاء اللہ. اینڈ ناؤ لیٹ اس موو آن ان آور پروگرام. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Let us listen to a نعت پاک انشاءاللہ, and thereafter we will resume with our program. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
ملج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے, میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے غرے رہندے. ملج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے, امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے غرے رہندے.
خیال یار وچ میں مست رہندا دن راتی, خیال یار وچ میں مست رہندا دن راتی, میرے دل وچ سجن بسدا, میرے دل وچ سجن بسدا, میرے دیدے ٹھرے رہندے.
ملج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے, میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے غرے رہندے.
کدے وی لوڑ نہیں پیندی مینو در درد جاون دی, کدے وی لوڑ نہیں پیندی مینو در درد جاون دی, میں لج پالا دا منگتا ہاں, میں لج پالا دا منگتا ہاں, میرے پلے پرے رہندے.
میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے, میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے غرے رہندے.
دعا منگیا کرو سنگیو کتے مرشد نہ رس جاوے, دعا منگیا کرو سنگیو کتے مرشد نہ رس جاوے, چنا دے پیر رس جا دے, چنا دے پیر رس جا دے, او جوں دے وی مرے رہندے.
ملج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے, میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے غرے رہندے.
نیازی میں غم کا دا میری نسبت الاسانی, نیازی میں غم کا دا میری نسبت نسبت الاسانی کسے دے رن جو بن کے کسے دے رن جو بن کے قسم رب دی کھرے رہ دے
میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہ دے میری آسا امیدا دے صدا بوٹے غرے رہ دے میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہ دے میری آسا امیدا دے صدا بوٹے غرے رہ دے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. کیا بڑا ہی پیارا کلام تھا میں لج پالا. آپ پنجابی شاید نہیں سمجھتے ہوں گے لیکن when you listen to the these kalams and nas, even if you don't understand the Punjabi language, but since you know that it is written and composed in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, whose every walk of life is unique, his speech is unique, his sitting is unique, his talking is unique, his eating is unique, his sleeping is unique, his actions are unique, Allahu Akbar, his marriages are unique, his blessed azwaj mutahharat are unique, his dressing is unique, his bayans is unique, his sacrifices are unique, the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are unique, his grandchildren are unique, his daughters are unique, his offspring is unique. There was never anyone like him, there is no one like him, and never would there ever be anyone like the holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Tabhi to sayyidi ala hazrat farmate hain kya khabar, کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے, ارے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی. کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے, دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی. خلق سے اولیاء, اولیاء سے رسول, اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی. سب سے اولا و اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی, سب سے بالا و اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, we are so fortunate that even from amongst all the ummas and nations from the time of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of judgment, Allahu Akbar, the ulama and the scholars have written that there will be 120 rows, meaning safs, sufuf, on the day of judgment. 40 from them will be from amongst the previous nations, meaning from amongst the ummas of the previous anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and 80 rows will be only from the ummat of Mustafa Jan Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even his ummah is unique. Allahu Akbar. They have come as the last ummah, but they will enter Jannah before all other nations and ummahs that existed before this ummah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is this speciality? Why is this exaltation given? Why is this preference given to this ummah? You will only come to one conclusion. Uska ek hi natija hai. اور وہ نتیجہ یہ ہے کہ زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے, مکین و مکہ تمہارے لیے, چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے, بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے, دہن میں زبا تمہارے لیے, بدن میں ہے جا تمہارے لیے, ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے, اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے. پلیز پلیز, اٹس مائی ارنسٹ اپیل ٹو دا ویورز اینڈ لسنرز مدنی چینل ٹو کیپ دس کنیکشن اسٹرانگ. Be attached to the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what which will inspire you, keep you motivated all the time, keep you on the righteous path. Subhanallah. Otherwise, dear viewers and this Madini channel, there is no one that will enter Jannah without being tested. Iblis and Shaitan is always behind our backs, and in different ways and forms, he tries to trick us, confuse us through whispers and waswasas. And then when he intoxicates us with those whispers, Allahu Akbar, we fall for the trip, or we trip and we fall for our carnal desires, and then we begin to follow our desires and not what Allah Azza wa Jal and his blessed messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned. Subhanallah, I have just said these few words to motivate you and remind you that you are that fortunate ummati who is the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are not an ordinary person, subhanallah. Yes, we are sinners and we have committed sin. Then we must believe this, that we are not perfect. We are imperfect and there are many errors and defects within us which we need to work upon. We need to solve them. We need to resolve them and be a better living human being. But that also means that we should not boast and walk upon this earth. We should not be proudly upon whatever we have or for whatever we do possess. We should rather give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever we have and be humble slaves of Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Chale inshallah, ab hum apne kuch nazreen ko is program ke saath shamil bhi karenge. And this is what we always do every single day, mashallah, whereas we take in some calls. So therefore inshallah, I will request our director sahab inshallah to please give us the first caller. And let's see who is going to be the first caller for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Marhaba ya sayyidi, mashallah.
My name is Ahmed Osman from Durban, South Africa. I just wanted to congratulate Madani Channel on the splendid work we've done, as well as I wanted to request Inaat to be played, which is Ab Meri Nigaahon Mein. Jazakallah khair.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, the brother Usman had asked to basically play this kalam. Ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi. Bada pyara kalam hai. Chale hum agla call sunte hain.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
My name is Wasim. I'm from Durban. I'm going to be studying an Alim course soon, but I want you to know whether it'll be best for me to complete my Hifz first or continue studying my Alim course and do Hifz classes at the same time. Please let me know. Jazakallah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Wasim, pehli baat to ye ki main mubarakbadi dena chahta hu aapko. Congratulations to you for making this niyyah and intention to seek ilm-e-deen. You want to do dars-e-nizami. So, aapka sawal ye hai, should I do my Hifz al-Quran first and then complete my dars-e-nizami? Of course, to by heart the Holy Quran is a blessing. As in, this blessing is given to the chosen one. So, firstly, inshallah, consider your age, and your power of memory as to what are your capabilities. If you have a good memory, inshallah, niyat apni jagah pe hai, mashallah, you can maybe do both together. The answer would of course be this, that you should first do your Hifzul Quran and then do your dars-e-nizami, so that as you go along with the alim course, mashallah, you would basically be able to understand the Holy Quran better, inshallah, and this will make your dars-e-nizami better. And if you do have some problems with the memorizations, inshallah, whatever of the Holy Quran you can by heart, you can by heart that, inshallah, and then you can complete your dars-e-nizami or commence with your dars-e-nizami. It all depends upon your skills and capabilities. That's why it's always advised that when you begin your Hifz class, always start as a child, mashallah. So, uske baad inshallah you can do dars-e-nizami. So whatever it is, mashallah, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. So the intentions of a believer is always greater and better than his actions. And I'm not saying that you should not do your dars-e-nizami or your Hifz class. Basically, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, start it, inshallah, and by the help of Allah, Azza wa Jal, you will accomplish your tasks. And always remember that it's a long process, so don't rush and hope for this to happen overnight, but sacrifice, inshallah, sacrifice your time, go to the jamiats and complete your dars-e-nizami. There will be difficulties coming your path, but you need to, wave them around, inshallah, move them away from you, and look straight, inshallah, and focus on your studies, and soon you will reach your goals, inshallah. Jazakumullah, brother Wasim. And before we go to the kalam part of it, mashallah, let us listen to a beautiful video clip, mashallah. And this video clip, inshallah, is of course is something that we should basically considering. So, inshallah, is video ke fauran baad hum dobara apne program ke saath shamil honge.
Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, giving a sermon to us, he said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, repent in the court of Allah azza wa jal before you die, and hasten to perform righteous deeds before you get busy, and have your connection with Allah azza wa jal by means of doing zikr of Allah azza wa jal abundantly, and by giving sadaqah secretly and apparently, so you will be given sustenance, you will be helped, and your loss will be compensated. In this particular hadith where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking to us. He's telling us to repent before you die. When are we going to die? When are we going to die? Does anybody know? Can anybody set their alarm clock and say, yes, at this time I will die? No. Nobody can die. So nobody can tell us when they're going to die. So we don't know. And if we don't know when we are going to die, then when should we repent from our sins? When should we raise our hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and think about all those things that we don't want to be held accountable for on the Day of Judgment? Think about all those things that we know that, you know, if I don't repent now, if I don't seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla now, if I don't get the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jalla now, then on the Day of Judgment, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. When should we do it? Now. Now is the time, my dear brothers. Now is the time to repent from the sins that you have committed. So we need to be very, very careful not to waste our time. And in that, early on I said that we should not waste our life, we should not waste our health, we should not waste our youth, we should not waste our time. These are all blessings that we got from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if we don't take advantage of them, if we waste that time, if we don't utilize that time properly, and that time goes, you know, I don't know what time it is now at your home that you listen to this. But look at the clock now. Make a note of the time. Make a note of the date. Make a note of the year. This time, this date, this year will never come again. This period, this moment of time that we are fixing right now, it will never come again. The question is, what have you done with that time? Have you wasted that time? Or have you sought the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla in that time? Or are you amongst those unfortunate people that have gone towards sin in this time? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I give you the translation from Kanz al-Iman, Surah Al-Hashr, Ayat 18. O people who believe, O people who believe, fear Allah, and every soul must see what it has sent ahead for tomorrow. Allahu Akbar. Every soul will see what it has sent ahead. What have we sent ahead? What have we sent ahead? Have we spent our time in building houses here and building buildings there and attaining wealth of this dunya? Or have we sent anything ahead? And Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that every soul must see, will see what it has sent ahead tomorrow. It will see. When that day will come, you will see what you have sent ahead. Regarding this blessed ayat, it is stated in the Tafsir Ibn Kasir, may your own, listen to this, make your own accountability before your accountability is made for you. And ponder how many virtuous deeds you have accumulated to present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment. Account for yourself now before you're held accountable. Today, we can ponder all of ourselves. Today, I can ask myself, what did I do today? Did I do good today? Did I do bad today? What am I going to do about it? What am I going to do to improve myself? And I can ask these questions. But that day will come where I will not be able to account for what I have done. I will be held accountable for what I have done. And we're also told, with regards to this blessed ayat of the Quran, in the tafsir, we are told that we should ponder over our virtuous deeds. What good deeds did we do today? You know, when you speak to people, they'll remember. They'll say to you, you know what, I did the Hajj in 2006. I did Umrah in 2008. I sat in Itikaf in 2009. You know, during Ramadan in 2010, I finished 6 Quranic parks. I did this. And so they'll remember. You remember all the good deeds that you've done. What about your sins? What about the sins that you committed today? Can you remember them? Are you worried about them? Are you worried about anything that you've done today? Are you worried about anything that you did yesterday? Are you worried about anything that you've done in your life? Are you concerned about any of the acts that you've committed? And have you thought about it, that these acts that I've committed, are these acts pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla? Or are these acts attaining the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Are these acts going to take me to paradise? Going to take me to that place where rivers flow beneath us, where there's going to be gardens? Or is it going to take me to that place that nobody wants to go to? The hellfire. Have we thought about that? Do we do our own accountability and think about what I am doing today? What sins have I committed? Should I repent? You don't even know what you've done. You've not even done self-accountability to think about what sins you've committed. You've not even pondered over what you've done today. So we need to ponder, we need to think on a daily basis.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اور یہ ہمارے یو کے کے اسلامی بھائی تھے, خالد بھائی, ماشاء اللہ. اینڈ یس, وی ڈو ہیو آور ریسپیکٹڈ آنریبل مبلغ داؤد اسلامی برادر شاہد اتاری سلمہ الباری, ہو ول بی جوائنگ اس شارٹلی انشاء اللہ عز و جل. سو بیفور وی اسپیک ود ہم اینڈ ہیئر ہز مدنی پرلز انشاء اللہ, لیٹ اس لسن ٹو دس کلام, بیکاز ہز برادر ہیڈ ریکویسٹڈ اس وایا اے کال ٹو ریسائٹ دس کلام اب میری نگاہوں میں. سو انشاء اللہ اس کے دو شعر پڑھتے ہیں اور پھر آگے اپنے پروگرام کے ساتھ بڑھتے ہیں. انشاءاللہ آپ بھی حصول برکت کے لیے اس نعت پاک میں شامل ہو جائیں. لیٹ اس ریسائٹ ٹوگیدر.
اب میری نگاہوں میں ججتا نہیں کوئی, اب میری نگاہوں میں ججتا نہیں کوئی, اب میری نگاہوں میں ججتا نہیں کوئی, کیونکہ جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی, سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے. تم سا تو ہنسی آنکھ نے تو ہنسی آنکھ نے ارے دیکھا نہیں کوئی, یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ سایہ نہیں کوئی, یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ
فرماتے ہیں زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے, مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے, چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے, بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے, دہن میں زبان تمہارے لیے, بدن میں ہے جان تمہارے لیے, ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے, اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے, تمہاری چمک تمہاری دمک تمہاری جھلک تمہاری مہک, زمین و فلک سمک و سمک میں سکہ نشان تمہارے لیے, جنا میں چمن چمن میں سمن سبن میں پھبن پھبن میں دلہن سزائے میہن پہ ایسی ملن, یہ امن و امان تمہارے لیے,
اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا, چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر دیا, گئے ہوئے دن کو عصر کیا, یہ تاب و توا تمہارے لیے جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی, جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. سو برادر عثمان صاحب ماشاء اللہ who requested for this کلام, وی ہیڈ ناؤ ریسائٹڈ دس کلام فور ریسیونگ دا برک اینڈ دا بلیسنگز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ ناؤ ماشاء اللہ دا ٹائم ہیز کم وے ان وی ول بی کونیکٹنگ ود مبلغ دعوت اسلامی برادر شاہد اتاری سلمہ الباری ماشاء اللہ. And let us give him a warm welcome, mashallah, in the show. Shahid bhai, how are you doing today?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal. We had discussed about the first habit, which was begin with the end in mind. The end in, that was the first habit of highly effective Muslims. And we also had discussed about the six pieces of advice that Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, gave to the person seeking the cure for sins. And alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, if the viewers of Madani channel were listening, that those six pieces of advice were as apt for us as it was for that person in that time and era. Today, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will be discussing the second habit of highly effective Muslims. We're not mentioning the habits in sequence, in order of importance, but we're just mentioning the habits, seven of them, inshallah azza wa jalla, over a period of 7 weeks, inshallah azza wa jalla. And the second habit that we will discuss of highly effective Muslims is giving charity. When we look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, when we look at the lives of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, we found that they very often gave charity. And as we know from the Hadith Mubarakah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that charity wards off calamities. And those that are highly successful, those that are that have earned the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, always came and presented their wealth in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and gave charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was ghaliban the time of the battle of the expedition of Tabuk, and Tabuk was approximately 900 miles from Madinatul Munawwara, zadaha Allah sharafa wa ta'zima. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba Ikram to give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave goods of sadaqah for 10,000 dinars in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, saying Labbaik, who also presented 900 camels and 100 horses fully loaded with goods in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the form of charity. At that time, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu had just come into some wealth, and he thought to himself that, you know, in these matters, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu usually surpasses us. But today I've come into a lot of wealth. I will go and I will divide my wealth into two parts. And half of my wealth I will give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other half I will keep for my family. So Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes with his charity in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he presents it in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pyare aqa Madine wali Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, oh Umar, what have you left for your family? Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Ya Rasulullah azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have left half of the possessions for my family and half I have brought in your court, Ya Rasulullah azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived with his possessions. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was wearing a simple qaba. What is a qaba? It is a kind of coat which is open from the front. And it had buttons made of thorns. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very pleased to see Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he asked, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? The beloved only asked this thing, and the heart of the true lover rejoiced with the fragrance of love. He realized at once that there was something else, because the beloved knew that my true lover has sacrificed his life, his wealth, his children, and everything when there were hardly any supporters in Makkatul Mukarramah, zadaha Allah sharafa wa ta'zima. Instead, most of the people became enemies. And how could he not understand the kalam of his beloved? Because he was a lover who was always looking for this opportunity. Let the beloved ask for something. Everything will be brought to sacrifice at his feet, and would humbly say that, Kya peshe ke jana, کیا چیز ہماری ہے, یہ دل بھی تمہارے ہے, یہ جان بھی تمہاری ہے,
کیا پیش کرے جانا, کیا چیز ہماری ہے, یہ دل بھی تمہارا ہے, یہ جان بھی تمہاری ہے, یہ دل بھی تمہارا ہے, یہ جان بھی تمہاری ہے.
What is our Shahid Bhai? Everything belongs to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar.
Other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a true lover who never considered his possessions to be his own. But whatever he had, he would consider it to be the bestowal of the beloved. That the desire of the beloved was something else. Perhaps the beloved wants to say that, oh my lover, I know your love. Tell the world what is called love. What is love? Then he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in a loving tone, humbly said, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have come to you with all the possessions of my home. For my family members, Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are sufficient. أَبْقَيْتُ لَهُمُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was astonished to hear this, and he stated, I can never surpass Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mawlana Tabriz, the blessed companions alayhi murid, who was this? Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam arrived at the blessed court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was dressed in the exact same clothing as Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, O Jibreel, what are you wearing? He humbly said, Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded all the angels to wear the same clothing as your true lover, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And besides this, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends salam to him and asks if he is pleased or displeased with his Rabb Azza wa Jalla in this condition. Upon hearing this message of love, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu became extremely delighted and emotional and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how could I be displeased with my Rabb Azza wa Jalla? Then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated three times, I am pleased with my Rabb Azza wa Jalla. I am pleased with my Rabb Azza wa Jalla. I am pleased with my Rabb Azza wa Jalla. Mawlana Tabriz, look at this habit of the Sahaba Ikram, that when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would ask, they would try to compete with each other to give. And if we look at our situation today, when we ask to give towards the masjid, then there are 10,000 excuses why we can't give. But when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sahaba ikram gave, and they just didn't give, but they gave everything.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this was our brother, mashallah, a great muballigh of Dawat Islami, who was none other than Shahid At-Tari Sallamahul Bari, who had enlightened us by the beautiful, fragrant waqi'ah and story of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, really amazing and motivational at the same time. And this teaches us that we as followers and ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should copy and paste in our lives the teachings of the blessed companions, the style in their unique ways, mashallah. And as they had achieved the closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely by following their footsteps, inshallah, we can receive some barakah and blessings of that as well. Till then, be good, stay good, do good, and remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.